This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back with another hour. Bismarck, North Dakota, our location today, because Bismarck, North Dakota does Veterans Day better than any place I've ever been on my entire time on this earth. They say, veterans, we're going to feed you a free meal, and it's going to be as good as your turkey dinner. Thanksgiving comes early, and they serve 1,200 people. The folks from Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, Action Movers, Quality Inn & Suites, Ballet Motors, First International Bank & Truck, Northwest Contracting, and of course iHeartMedia doing this today. Steve Schwann, the brain trust behind this wonderful idea, is here. How you feeling? Things going okay? Prepping everything right?
I think we broke the record. We had people out here at 9:45 lined up today. So
for a meal that doesn't start till
10:30.
And they've already got a ticket. Yeah, how about that? Yeah.
I was assuring them that we're not going to run out that early.
What do you want folks to know about today?
Well, it's just a special day. It just means so much as we get closer to getting the people who come through the line. You see some of the employees are here right now starting to line up. We've got the food stations getting loaded. So it's just like a big countdown. We're really excited. It's just going to start coming there together. I'd say in another 10 minutes we're going to start running through a little early because they got places to go and things to do, so we're going to get them fed and on the road.
Awesome. Well, thanks for doing this.
Hey, thank you guys for being here. It's just been great. And if I find some vets here that got a great story, which I'm sure they all do,
right,
we'll get them up here.
And I'm going to get their address before I leave here. We're going to send them a $25 MyPillow gift card.
All right. Perfect.
Yep.
Perfect.
And same thing for folks that can't be here.
Is that for all 1,200 people?
If they want to tell me a story, if they want to get on the radio,
Oh yeah,
I don't care how many. It's Mike Lindell. He's got deep pockets.
Right.
He's fighting the federal government, too, for crying out loud. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you so much.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to chatting with the vets. You know, unfortunately, we have on the statewide show only a few hours left. I know you're going to be here later with the cafe, right, Todd? So we'll get those stories in. And the hotline today is really the Thank You Veterans Hotline from Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac and Action Movers. 855-200-1776. If you're a veteran or you have a story about a veteran, $25 MyPillow gift card. If you call us at 855-200-1776, leave a message. We have heard some incredible stories today, and there's more to come, so it's great fun. The exception to the rule on Veterans Day, our rule was you got to be a veteran to get on, or you got to be doing something very nice for a veteran to get on.
There
right?
you go.
And so we're going to have a couple of politicians on. Are you okay with that, Todd?
Sure.
Because we do have that thing up there called the state capitol.
Those are getting some accomplished, yeah.
And there is a special session going on, right? And I don't know why it's complicated, but it's complicated to have North Dakota values rather than Washington, D.C. values in our laws.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's a battle.
I haven't quite figured that out, but thankfully today is a day about gratitude in our veterans, so I'm choosing to be calm, but I'm honestly, after talking
to... This is you calm, okay.
This is me calm. I'm choosing to be calm because I probably talked one-on-one with, I'd say, 50 legislators and another 10 staff members.
Okay.
So somehow yesterday I managed to do that up there on the state capitol, okay? And you can't believe how difficult it is to do something everybody agrees on. And everybody agrees the federal government is overreaching into North Dakota.
Absolutely true.
The woke mob is coming and trying to impose CRT in our schools and indoctrinate our kids. And you can't, I just go, okay, do you agree that the federal government is overreaching? Absolutely. Yep. Do you agree CRT shouldn't be taught in our schools? Absolutely. Okay.
What's the problem then?
Right. Everything else you're doing is and they're working on tax relief. Do you believe people should get tax relief? Absolutely.
Yeah.
They say, yep.
Yeah, you really want to stimulate the economy, give us our money back.
Right.
Right out loud.
So
hanging on to our money.
You check all those boxes.
Yeah.
And obviously they're there to do redistricting, and they're there to spend COVID money wisely on infrastructure and the like. They all agree on that. They're darn near done with all of that. Okay? But the things that remain are the things people want. And I'm here to tell you, if you are worried like I'm worried after talking to 60 people, that their outcome on protecting us against federal overreach on the vax mandate and their, sort of nature of, CRT isn't being taught. I heard Republicans saying CRT is not being taught in our schools. I'm like, have you been under a rock? Now, thankfully, that's a minority opinion among Republicans, but there are some Republicans saying this. Whatever you want, from the legislators that serve you. If you hope to get it, your best chance is getting a message to them.
Yeah.
Your legislator.
Yeah. Make it crystal clear.
And by the way, they love hearing from you.
Yeah.
These people are busting their butt right now to do this right. I've said earlier, I still believe it'd be a good idea to let the governor know what you think. And if you go to his website, you'll find a way to contact him. I'm told again, and this was confirmed yesterday, he reads every email. He reads every one of those things he gets on the contact thing.
Okay.
So, and some people yesterday chose to call. You know, that gets written down.
Well,
but
he doesn't take every call.
Right. He can't take the calls, and they're hearing about
it. You want to get in front of his eyes, do the email.
Yeah, I would do that. Some people are calling, but I would go to the governor's website. It's governor.nd/contact and fill that out. But let's start here with Chet Pollard and get an update on what's going on. Chet's the House Majority Leader. They're doing all the things they were sent there to do. My question, Chet's pretty simple. It's just, you know, and thanks for joining us, by the way, on Veterans Day and for honoring veterans up there in the House and the Senate today. That was wonderful. But you guys, beyond what you're sent there to do, obviously know there is a big concern among our listeners and a lot of North Dakotans. And my question for you simply is this. Are we right to ask you and other state leaders to protect us from federal overreach on the vax mandates and, for instance, protecting our schools on CRT? Are we right to ask you that?
I would agree with that. No, and that's why the delayed bills committee, I thought it was important for us. I think there were 8 or 9 vaccine mandate bills, but we had to get that down. And I think I told you, Scott, 2 weeks ago or even a month ago, I don't remember the exact dates, I told you we were going to bring some vaccine mandate bills forward, and that's what we're doing. I mean, we accepted Representative Casper's bill to be heard in a joint committee on critical race theory. I said I would do that. We've done that. Now, I haven't seen the finished product yet, but the committee's doing a lot of work, taking a lot of testimony, and then we'll see what comes forward from there. But we have to see how the final vote goes on the floors, but I support getting something out there that Representative Weitz and Senator Lee, as chairman of the Joint Committee, are working towards. And I think that's what's important.
The We the People rally was significant on Monday, and you can decide who you want to believe us. How many people were here? Capitol Police tell me 1,300 very well-behaved people. In their eyes, didn't see any incidents at all, and many of them went to hear you and Chet. You and Rich respond, because you set up a press conference and said, we want to respond to the We the People rally, and did that. The people here didn't necessarily hear that because it ended up being a press conference in a different spot. What do you want them to know? I think the vast majority of them, again, just they want to know that you've got our back related to this federal mandate.
Well, and I think we have. Now, I don't know why there was the mix up there. I have no clue why that was, but I was told that the meeting was going to be in the media room, and that's where we went and held.
Yeah, I think all that was pretty innocent, honestly. I think, honestly, it was just recognizing how do you have a group of people there who sort of want to hear a speech, for lack of a better term, on what's going to happen, and then at the same time communicate to the media. But I'm just saying they didn't hear you respond because it was down in a media room. Mm-hmm. So how do you respond to what they want? I want them to hear what it is you wanted to say.
And I think we're doing that by the bills that got passed in the delayed bills committee back on Monday. And now those bills are getting heard in the joint technical committee, and we're working forward.
If you finish that process, do you believe the governor will sign it? In other words, if it passes, the House and the Senate pass some version of a vaccine a mandate pushback from the state government saying, no federal government, you can't impose this on our businesses here. Is that something you believe the governor will sign?
You'll have to ask the governor. We're going to do our work, and we're going to hopefully pass something. And until it goes through both chambers, that's what I've got to say. But that's my plan. And then will the governor sign it? We have to find out from him. I don't know that question.
And that, combined with the CRT, the critical race theory concerns, you know, some people say it's not being taught here. Teachers testified last night saying it is being taught here. But like you often do related to curriculums, there are things you can say, you know, here's a line we're going to draw, and we don't want, you know, teachers in North Dakota using tax dollars teaching things many people believe is racist. Is that probably number 2 on that list from the public in the way of concern for this session?
I would say it depends on the parents of who you're talking to. Some of them, critical race theory is the most important. But I would say the vaccine mandate bill, the federal overreach is probably number one, and critical race theory is number two. But I better not say that, because for somebody else, that's different.
And I would probably put tax cuts in the top three too, right? And that's something that the governor's put forward. I mean, do you think that people are saying, hey, you got extra money left over? Because the economy did better than most places during COVID, and you're going to come in to now an economy with oil prices up, probably have some more in the next session. How about a little tax relief? Do you see that clamor from citizens?
Well, I see that. It's obvious from the House floor vote yesterday on Representative Heinrich's tax credit bill that the House believes that, and that's what we're going to go forward with. So we've got to see what the final outcome is going to be. But we could argue about where is all the money, how is it going to be. I'm still one of those believers, and a lot of folks don't believe this, and even legislators. We have a gap between our ongoing spending and our one-time revenues, and it's about $900 to $950 million.
More with Chet Pollard, the House Majority Leader, on what's happening in the special session of the legislature after this from the Elks.
PetroServe USA. Low price fuel, great home cooking and grab and go convenience. What's not to love? A whole month of specials. Any size coffee or cappuccino, only 49 cents. Two Red Bulls, 16 ounce cans for $6. Salted nut rolls, two for $1. 50 cents for a candy bar. My gosh. Big 28 pack of waters, $2.99. Jack Links, Wild River Jerky, only $4.79. And I love this. Energizer batteries, any size for $1. Stun guns for $5 off. Your self-defense matters. Hurry to PetroServe USA all month long.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives the guys to trade. We run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, and I have good news. Veterans are enjoying a fabulous Thanksgiving-like feast already. They started a whole 20 minutes early. There's such a well-oiled machine here, and they're coming through. 1,200 people will be fed today. We're going to tell you about the Wall of Honor that's up here in a moment, and we're going to talk to someone that was at the state capitol on Monday and find out why they were there. after we finish our conversation here with Chet Pollard, the House Majority Leader. And so before the break, Chet, you were talking about this gap. So explain what you're talking about here.
We have a gap between our ongoing spending and our one-time revenues, and it's about $900 to $950 million. Now, I voted yesterday, and I'll vote. If that comes for that tax credit, I'll vote. So it takes $200 million. So that actually makes our gap maybe just a little bit worse. But we'll work through that because we have increased revenues, and we'll work through that. So.
And do North Dakotans deserve a tax cut?
I would agree with that, yes.
Given the fact that the economy is in pretty good shape and you got leftover dollars in the kitty, right?
And I've said that before, and of course we all have a difference of opinion. I believe we are in charge of personal income tax, and I think we can do that. We as legislators are not in charge of property tax. That's a local political subdivision decision, but whenever we fund roads, that should help the local property tax situation too as well.
You and I heard today from Senate Majority Leader Wardner, who said, I think we should do something and make it permanent related to allowing schools to take some of their mill levies off, which would be obviously a direct property tax benefit, similar to what you've done in previous sessions on, social services would be a good example, where the social services were taken off the county's plate, put on the state plate, so they could then pass along savings to people. You've done that before. So that formula related to schools, an idea worth considering in this session?
And not in the special session, no, because that takes a lot longer. That's a 2023 decision, and that's what needs to be done. But we will have the argument, should it be schools? I have a particular problem. I think the schools have a role with local property tax. If you give that to the state to control that whole thing, then the state's going to call all the shots. Is that good? Maybe it's good for our larger schools. I don't think it's good for any of the schools. The local school districts have to have a say in how their governance is.
But if the state takes
over most of that funding, we'll make the decision. Now, is that fair to my hometown of Carrington that the state's calling the shots for them? Or let's say a local political subdivision like a local fire department. We want Carrington to come in the state of North Dakota for a fire truck. Who's going to get that fire truck, the one in Fargo or the one in Carrington?
Interesting. This, Chair, we don't have time to flush this all out today, but it's obvious there's a significant difference of opinion on the best tax relief going forward between what Rich Wardner and some folks are talking about over in the Senate side versus the House. But I think the main thing our listeners want to hear is, number one, yes on tax relief. Number two, yes, we agree federal outreach is outrageous and we're going to do everything to stop it on this vaccination mandate. And number three, that the critical race theory roadblock will go up as well from teaching in our schools. So I think that's great. We'll continue this conversation another time, Rich. And I know you got, or sorry, Chet. I know you got to get back to the House anyway. So appreciate Chet Pollard, House Majority Leader, with us today on What's on Your Mind. Cassie, I know you had a question for Chet, and I apologize. He had to go, and we're tight on time. We have Senator Wardner coming up too on all these fronts. But what is it you want to tell us, Cassie?
I guess. So I'm the founder of a group in here in North Dakota. It's called Let Parents Decide That. And we were at the Capitol on Monday to stand for parental rights and freedom to make our own decisions as parents in regards to medical decisions for our children and decisions that are happening in education and so forth. I don't agree with Mr. Pollard when he said that there was confusion, because they actually set up a press conference upstairs away from where they actually held the press conference. They had chairs set up with a podium and flags.
Yeah, and so you know, Cassie, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I dug into that whole story yesterday. I know every chapter and verse of how it happened and what happened. I don't believe Chet Pollard or Rich Wardner were part of that. Handlers were part of that, and they were handlers that didn't use their brain. And so they were poorly served by the handlers. But it wasn't intentional on the part of the leaders, okay? It was not. And for good reason, because they're doing exactly what the people on the lawn wanted. They're going to erect a firewall against the federal government when it comes to vaccine mandates. They're going to deal with the situation at hand that we all want. So my suggestion at this point is, let's stop talking about Monday and what happened, and let's talk about what's happening right now at this moment in the committee called the Technical Corrections Committee up in the Pioneer Room, which is right by the Highway Patrol part of the state capitol. That's where I'd be if I'm concerned about this, and or watching what's happening on the House floor. That's where all the action's going to be, and it's likely going to be on this bill today, all the kind of amendments and all that stuff, but actually voting on the bill probably tomorrow could possibly be, if they don't get done this weekend, maybe into next week. But anybody that cares about this should be at the Capitol. That's all I'd say, and I just don't think it's worth our time arguing about what happened on Monday.
I agree, Scott, but I do have one more point that I would like North Dakotans to know, and that is that the state of North Dakota already has a procurement for COVID-19 vaccination technology with QR codes that went November 8th. And
I'm aware of that, just so you know. And that is the most egregious thing I've ever heard in my life.
I don't think your listeners are.
Good point. I mean, and what Cassie just said, folks, is the Department of Health is going to have what I would call a vaccine passport, and it's going to have a QR code on it, and that's what you're going to use. They're asking right now for people to come up with this device.
They have a bid currently already, and they are putting out because they don't have any competition for the bid that they already have, and they intend to purchase this technology.
And how much are they spending?
It's for $85,000 to an out-of-state company out of Arizona.
Yeah, so they bought the technology to do it. So your advice to folks would be what?
Well, my advice is to look into this. North Dakota Conservative Advocates on their Facebook page has some great information on it. Health Freedom North Dakota, as well as my page, Let Parents Decide That. We've all got the paperwork and the contact information for the people that we think that you need to get in touch with.
Say that website one more time.
North Dakota Conservative Advocates, Health Freedom North Dakota, and Let Parents Decide That. You can find all that information on Facebook, and I think some of those organizations might have that on their main websites as well.
And this is something that isn't urgent in the sense that this is going to start happening tomorrow. It just tells you how the Department of Health is thinking on this. And the Department of Health are the
well,
same
they,
people that
they
are.
They intend to purchase it, and I think it had a date of, I think it was happening this week that the
right.
that the.
But what I'm getting at is that doesn't mean that they're going to be using it. There's still time for this to be exposed and stopped. And I do agree with you that since the governor is in charge of the Department of Health, the best thing to do would be to let the governor know what you think about the idea of his Department of Health buying technology that'll make vaccine passports. That's certainly very appropriate with QR codes, because that is about as chilling a thing as I've heard in a long dang time. But the fight right now is on stopping the federal government's egregious, tyrannical imposition in our lives. And that's what the legislature is about to do, as you heard from Chip Pollard, and we'll hear soon from Rich Wardner on that. So, appreciate the passion on Cassie, and you're right, it's a fight we got to fight.
Life can be hard, and with the news these days, it can be even harder to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota Sweet Crude can't help with. That smooth, old family cinnamon and spice recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day. Whether you left the house or not, North Dakota Sweet Crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created in a simpler time. North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Ask for it by name, or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The judge in the Kyle Rittenhouse's trial admonished the prosecutor during the teenager's cross-examination Wednesday. The illegal procedures by prosecutor Thomas Binger has opened the door for a mistrial. Rittenhouse is on trial for the murder or self-defense death of two in Kenosha, Wisconsin riots last year. Elon Musk has sold almost $5 billion in Tesla stock Wednesday. The sale follows Musk's Twitter post on Saturday, asking his followers whether he should sell about 10% of his shares in Tesla after the company's stock fell 12% on Tuesday. California Governor Gavin Newsom emerged from his absence from the public eye since getting a COVID-19 booster shot nearly 2 weeks ago. Newsom also missed the United Nations Climate Change Conference. This week, the California Democrat governor made his first public appearance at the California Economic Summit in Monterey. He claims his kids and trick-or-treating was the reason for dropping out of sight. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What's on your mind? Live from the Elks Club in Bismarck, where a beautiful sight is before us. Veterans enjoying a Thanksgiving meal and having a great time. It's underway. They're being served right now, and it's a beautiful sight. Todd, are you live streaming this? I think this is so darn awesome. You check out Todd Mitchell's Facebook page and the K-Fire Facebook page. You'll find it all. He's going to be here for K-Fire Cafe today, too. It's just dang fun. It really is. All right, I got to get to Rich Warner, the Senate Majority Leader. As it happens, we have a Veterans Day event, but we also have a special session, and a lot of things you care about, folks, are being debated right now in the legislative session. And if I've said once, I'll say it again, your best chance to affect anything in the way of things that the government are doing to you or that you don't like is with your legislator, okay? There is a citizen servant that knows how every lever moves of state government. So if you don't know who your state legislator is, make that something you do today in honor of veterans who fought for the freedom that we have. Use your freedom properly. Okay? This is not hard. Who's my legislator? The senators, the House members that represent me, where I have a business or a home or whatever, email them, tell them what you care about. This is pretty simple. This is not real difficult. And let the governor know. Again, I learned yesterday that the governor, I won't say he did, because I never know whether it's the governor's wishes I'm hearing or people that work for the governor that think they know better than the governor. But I was told their phones were pretty much melting yesterday and that it didn't do any good for people to call the thing because the governor supports stopping the federal outreach on the vaccine mandate issue, and that he said as much related to state action from the attorney general in court. What I think is a fair question for the governor is the same one that I just put to Chet Pollard, the House Majority Leader. I want an answer to this very simple question. Should the state of North Dakota, its legislative body, its executive branch, do something to stand up against the federal government imposing its will related to the vaccine mandate? I don't think that's a hard question to answer. I can't get an answer. So when I can't get an answer, I say, I'm a little suspicious. And then when the Department of Health is doing Vax Passport technology purchases, and the Department of Health is going up to the committee that's dealing with this issue and advocating against it while claiming to be neutral, I worry. So I would do my civic duty today if you care about the attacks coming our way from the federal government, and that is simply let people who you elected, Doug Burgum, Brent Sanford, Wayne Stengem, Doug Goring, on down the list, and every single legislator, what your views are. And if you really care about this, you'd be at the legislature, because this is being decided as we speak. More from Rich Wardner on that in a moment. But Gary and Wilson has a Veterans Day story for us, and they're stacking up here. So let's get back to our salute of the vets. Gary, happy Veterans Day.
Well, same to you there, Scott. I wasn't a veteran myself, but we had a good friend and got to know him better as time went on, and he was a veteran of War II in the Navy and was in the Pacific and on a ship. And we were sitting around a table one evening and talking about his back injury, which one question led to the next, and then he went on to tell about some of his experiences there. But they were attacked three times by kamikazes. And there's two of them that they took down in plenty of time, but there was one that they couldn't hit. And until it got just really in a critical stage there, and they finally blew the side of the plane open, and right in front of them, the pilot and his wife and the child fell out and hit the water. And the plane hit the water just before it hit the ship. And a lot of stuff ricocheted off and caused minor damage to the ship. But it was some pretty harrowing stories there. And I just wanted to share it. And that wasn't even the worst of them yet. I mean, we know that there were ships that went down on the because of the kamikazes. But he was a great friend from White Lake, Wisconsin. Louis Wilson and his wife, Nadine, and they're both gone now. But that's a picture that really sticks in my mind.
Do you remember the first time you heard that story, Gary?
Well, Louie and his wife, I mean, they were old. This would have been about an 88, 90, something like that. And my kids were young, but they were mesmerized by these stories also. But, yeah, I only heard it that first time and one time from Louie. I had a supervisor also in a dairy plant that he dropped in into France the day before D-Day, well, at night, and their mission was to bomb out certain bridges so that the Germans couldn't retreat. And he said that, you know, take their equipment back out of France. And he said it was a good idea, he said, but it did cost a lot of lives because they fought like cornered animals and they wouldn't surrender, you know, so... And he took a wooden bullet through right in front of our Achilles tendon, which turned out to be a poisonous bullet, but he bled so bad that it washed the poison out. So he had some interesting stories too. And, it's really something what some of these guys went through, you know, just for defending our country and freedom.
Absolutely, Gary. Hang on. I want to get you a $25. Actually, are you a veteran, Gary, yourself?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
You know what I'm going to do?
And cousins. Pardon me?
I'm going to send you two MyPillow gift cards. You can give them to your favorite veteran, okay? Hang on a second here. And the reason I'm going to do that is because, as you know, we had a caller earlier who said, I don't want it. A great call from here on South Dakota from Creighton. Give it to the next person you talk to. So, and here's some more. Diane in Fargo. Tell us what's on your mind, Diane.
Hi. This is a lighter story about a person in the military. My late husband went into the Navy in 1958. He went in as a seaman recruit, worked his way through the ranks. In 21 years, he was an officer. He was a Mustang during the Navy. They pulled into port into Rio de Janeiro one time, and he was up visiting the Christ statue above the city. And this is 1958, so it's quite a long time ago. Very foggy day. He was looking at the Christ statue all by himself and up there, and hearing this deep voice said, Wally, is that you? And a little unnerved because he was all alone, and he turned around and saw it was his neighbor from New Ulm, Minnesota, a doctor that had traveled over there. Nobody traveled in those days, but I always thought that was such a cute story.
Oh, my gosh, is it a cute story. I could just hear it.
He loved the Navy till the day he died. And there's so many fun things that aren't talked about, you know, in regard to the service, too.
Diane, so, did Wally feel loved on Veterans Day? Was it a special, prideful day for him where he could really
always
feel the love?
Always. Down at the American Legion, always past commander. He did.
I love it.
Thank you for letting me speak.
Thank you, Diane. That's a great, great story. Exactly what we're looking for today. Thanks very much. Let's go to Huron, South Dakota, and Creighton has a story for us. Creighton, you're up.
Well, I want to tell you about an extraordinary man, my father. He was born in 1900. He was 54 when I was born, so at any rate, he and his identical twin brother, Charles Bloodgood, signed up, quit school, and signed up to go to World War One. And before it was over, they weren't through their training, so my father went into the National Guard for years and years, and finally ended up in Van Nuys, California, working for Tim Aircraft Manufacturing, until the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor and he was called back into full-time service. And unfortunately, Dad was a staff sergeant at that time, and he was part of the rounding up of the Japanese to take them to the internment camps. And that always kind of bothered Dad. But at any rate, he went on for the next couple of years in the National Guard, ran Camp Rapid, a lot of things. And at 43, he decided that he was going to go to the Pacific and go cross seas, which he did with the 78th Engineer Group. And he was off of New Guinea at a little bitty island called Goodenough Island, where he managed to get both his legs mortared and got hit by a mortar. The man that was with him was killed, and the other man that was with him lost an arm, and Father, fortunately, just was shot through, well, mortared through both legs. So he came back eventually to South Dakota and took over all of the military things for the VFW and for the American Legion, where he was a commander. And he went through basically two wars. And he was a stout, nice man, the nicest man you'd ever see in your life. And he would, I would sit, and he would sit in his chair and watch the war movies on TV. And he'd call me over as a little kid, and he'd say, feel my leg here. And I'd feel it, and I'd feel a hard spot because all the shrapnel had not come out of his body yet. It hadn't all been removed. But he was an extraordinary man that gave everything to the United States, a true, true patriot and veteran. And I thank you for letting me say that, sir.
No, I thank you, Craig, for sharing the story. And what you just described is the best of America. That's the best of America right there. And we get up every day enjoying the benefits he bought by that, you know, and in this case it cost him his legs, you know. Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. Creighton, thanks for calling. Appreciate the story, and if you'll hang on a second, I'm gonna have Daniel get your number so we can send you down a
What I would like you folks to do on that is give mine to the next veteran that calls in and double up their prize.
You're a great man. There's darn few of us left. Thank you, Creighton. That's a great story.
Good day. Bye now.
So next caller gets $50 in MyPillow gift cards. Call us, 855-200-1776 right now. Just amazing to hear these stories, folks. It really is. They're wonderful. I'm going to get Rod and Bismarck here because we're really short on time before the break. Rod, are you a vet?
No, I'm not. But
tell me a story about a vet.
My boss, former boss, Bob McPhail, he was the CEO of Basin Electric from 1985 to 2000. He died September 28th of this year. When I read his obituary, I found out something interesting about him. He actually served during the Korean War. He was 16 when he went into the Air Force. He also, when he was stationed in Germany, there was a young man that was actually playing a guitar in the corner that was a member of his company. And that young man was Johnny Cash.
Oh, my gosh. These stories keep getting better. It's unbelievable. That is so incredible. And you know what? The story Rod's telling, not uncommon. You find out things about these people because they'd never tell you that. Lynn Oz, Rest his soul. Another one we lost. Maybe think of him, too.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind. What's today anyway, Todd? I can't remember what today is. Is there something happening today?
That would be Veterans Day.
It's Veterans Day.
Yes, salute to all veterans.
Yeah, okay. And you know what? Today is about five big things. Veterans. Maybe six, freedom, which the veterans bought for us, right?
Yeah.
And you know what? One industry that's dealing with a whole lot of federal overreach right now is the North Dakota petroleum industry.
No kidding.
Oil and gas. And I tell you, it's just an ongoing assault. It's unbelievable. And why that's important to every corner of North Dakota is that oil and natural gas touches every corner of North Dakota. The industry touches every corner of North Dakota, meaning roads, bridges, education. They wouldn't be able to do what they're doing in the special session right now with tax relief for that pipeline, the infrastructure. Nothing without the oil and gas industry. I mean, it would be completely opposite. So find out more about all this at ndpetroleum.org, ndpetroleum.org. Thank all our sponsors, too, including our good friends at Pipers. Man, they got a lot going on. Pipers.com, complete inventory of the land, crop auctions, machinery auctions. Woo! They got a lot going on. I want that hunting lodge out of Billings County, Todd. Do you want
that? That sounds like fun.
Pipers.com. You can go online if you can't be there. Let's see. We should talk to some more veterans probably, right?
We should.
Now, we have an interview with Rich Wardner. Are you okay if we bump that to K-Fire Cafe?
Yeah. We'll have it on about 3:40 or so.
Okay. So, Rich Wardner, about 3:40 this afternoon on the K-Fire Cafe. And Mr. Super Producer Chris, if you could post that as well. So folks can hear that. Here, I'll summarize it in this, the Senate is not necessarily enamored with what the House is doing on tax relief, but otherwise they're pretty well in sync on everything from what I can see, other than little detail stuff. The Senate eventually will get the vax mandate bill, and again, it's very simple. All we want is to say, stop the federal overreach from the federal government. Do we have a 10th Amendment or not? Do we have a state constitution or not? If we do, this should be very clear.
It should be a state issue.
Yeah, exactly.
Are they going to get everything wrapped up this week yet? Or?
They don't know yet.
Okay.
I think it's possible it could go into next week, but it's possible they could get it done.
Because they got the special session.
Exactly right.
Right.
Yeah, exactly right.
It would have been a lot of trouble.
And Rich talks a little bit about that this afternoon, too. So if you want all the TikTok on all the major things, and if your big concern is CRT and stopping the federal overreach on the vaccine mandate, my suggestion is to call your legislator.
Yep.
Better yet, email your legislator. Go find his email, her email, the address, senators, House members, and the same with the governor. On his website, there's a contact form. He reads them all. So let your voices be heard.
Very good.
Today is about what again?
Veterans.
Okay, Kev, let's bring in another great veteran story today on What's on Your Mind.
Hello, this is Roger in the Fargo area. I'm a vet. And the message that I'd like to talk to you about today would be that you should have all the businesses that give the vets the day off and have for many years given the vets the day off instead of going to work. If you could have all those businesses, even tomorrow, have all those businesses call in and say what they do for their vets that they don't have to go to work. I've gone to work on Vets Day for many, many years, and I've had many friends that I've visited with, and they talk about what they got to do on Vets Day because they didn't have to work. So if you could focus on businesses that give the vets a day off, it would be great. The businesses could get a recognition, and might be something that your radio audience would be interested in. Thank you, and you have a great day.
God bless you, Roger. I like that idea. Let's
great
get that
idea.
Going.
Yeah.
Give a vet a day off. Yeah.
Love
absolutely.
It.
No kidding. All right. Sue in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Sue.
Hey, Scott. I have to add something to your list of what today is about. I would like to add veterans' family. And so to highlight that, I've got a story about my friend Chad, who's in the National Guard, and he was deployed to the Middle East when his firstborn child was due. And so he tells a story about being on the phone with his wife while she was in labor, and then he only had so many minutes on the phone, and then he had to go stand in the back of the line again and wait his turn until the next time he could get on the phone. And then he could talk to her during labor for a few more minutes and repeat. And so I would like to give a shout-out to Chad and his wife, Angie, and their family, because the families keep the home fires burning while the vets are away, and they make a lot of sacrifices.
Boy, you couldn't have said that any better, Sue. And thank you for adding that that in, because they serve too. Every family member serves too. They absolutely do. And, of course, that's why the veterans are putting their life on the line to defend this great country. I mean, God gave us the greatest gift in the world just by being born in this country. But freedom takes defending. and people have to uproot their lives and go defend freedom, and their families don't have a dad, they don't have a grandpa, they don't have a son or a daughter.
We take it far too for granted in this day. Oh, we really do.
You couldn't have said it any better, Sue. Thanks for the call. Hey. You bet.
Yeah.
And by the way, we don't want these stories to end now that the show's going to end. That's why we have the 855-200-1776 line. And I've said, if you're a veteran or you have a story about a veteran and you call that number and leave a message today, we're going to send you a $25 gift card from one of our fine sponsors, MyPillow. Okay? I want to do that. Barbara in West Fargo, Brian on the road, and Tom in West Fargo, you're going to need to hold on because we're going to have to talk to you off the air, but that'll we'll bring them in tomorrow. We'll extend Veterans Day into tomorrow. Plus, we'll have more on this Department of Health buying technology in North Dakota to make vax passports with a QR code. You can't make it up. And we'll have an update on all the things related to the vax mandate. Efforts in the state legislature as well as CRT. God bless
you. Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include exceptional cropland auctions in Grand Forks, Dickey, Barnes, and Stark County, North Dakota. And an exceptional ranch with very good hunting in Billings County, North Dakota. And don't forget 470 acres of exceptional cropland near Crookston, Minnesota in Polk County. You can view all of these auctions and many more land and farm estate equipment retirement auctions at Pipers.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.